Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Here's an interesting event recorded in antiquity. Naaman was the commander of the Syrian army, and he was highly respected by the king. He was a great soldier, but he had a major issue. He contracted leprosy. During this time period, Naaman and his wife had a servant who was originally from Israel. This servant had the courage to suggest that there was someone in her home country who could heal her master. So Naaman approached the Syrian king for help. So this king wrote a letter of commendation to the king of Israel, asking him to arrange the cure for Naaman. The Israeli king thought the Syrian king was provoking him and trying to start a quarrel. Elisha the prophet heard about this and went to the Israeli king and made a request to see Naaman. When Naaman arrived, Elisha didn't even go out to meet him. Instead, he told him through someone else to go and wash in the Jordan River. Now Naaman took exception to this slight and complained, saying the rivers in Syria were better. He was offended so much that he stomped off, in a huff maybe, if we were to editorialize. Fortunately, his servants had more sense and reasoned with Naaman, so Naaman eventually conceded. He went to wash in the river and was completely healed. It was truly a wonder and a sign to everyone who saw it happen. Sometimes in life we find that we have to do something difficult. Maybe it's almost too much to bear. But if the outcome is for our best, then I know which choice I'd be making.